Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm using my radio voice now. My name is David Spoon, and I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. Good night. We're leaving. No, I'm kidding. You know the show, it's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. Watch this one. Watch this one. All rolled up into one serving of fried wontons, egg rolls, paper-wrapped chicken, pot stickers, sesame cold noodles with piping hot war wonton soup and a fortune cookie. Hi-ya! That's what I said. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. And oh, man, have I got some good ones. Personal revelations of my life's insanity. Wait till you find out how popcorn has taught me a lesson. Also, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. We probably won't, but we could, but we probably won't use them. But we could use them if we wanted to use them, just like we could use any truth if we wanted. But we probably won't. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? How much money does he get paid? Nothing. How much money does he pay? Nothing. It's just a nothing deal. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Shut down or slim down? I guess we'll talk about that. Answering life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, we have a daily double. Who came up with the phrase? I'm trying to figure this out. It's as cold as H-E double hockey sticks. It's as cold as H-E double hockey sticks. Who came up with that phrase? And how could that be possible? Isn't hell supposed to be hot? I thought that was true, right? How can they come up with the other phrase? But here's the other one I want you to think. I want you to consider this. Cute is a button. When did buttons become cute? I don't know. I'm trying to figure this stuff out. You got to help me out. When did buttons... Oh, he's cute as a button. He's cute as a button. What button is cute? What do they do? Put a little hair on it? Put some lipstick on the button? I don't know. I just see buttons with holes in it. I think, no, that's not cute. Anyway, sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
I never smile if I can help it. Showing one's teeth is a submission signal in primates. When someone smiles at me, all I see is a chimpanzee begging for its life.
That is probably the funniest soundbite you've ever played. We're doing that living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls are more compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. We got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about the shutdown, the slim down, and the hoedown. We'll be back.
Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today and ask about his special for KPRZ listeners. 949-282-8428.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
On April 8, 2011, KPRZ AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until December 1, 2013. Our license will expire on December 1, 2013. We've filed an application for renewal with the FCC. A copy of this application is available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station is operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the FCC by November 1, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC's broadcast license renewal process is available at 9255 Town Center Drive, Suite 535, San Diego, California, 92121, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600564.
The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ is brought to you from the Christian Solidarity International Studios.
1210 AM KPRZ.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm using my big boy voice because everybody's saying I sound like Gomer Pyle, and then there people are saying I sound like a Muppet. So you see, I'm using the deeper voice. You see what I'm saying?
It's much deeper. It's deep like this. It's really deep.
Anyway, if you want to reach us, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. You can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. Ooh, that was a good one right there. Thank you very much. This segment is being brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control and our very own good friend Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Dun, 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 dun. Her own son suffered chronic asthmatic symptoms from chemicals in a home. She got involved in the business. By the way, they're in their 30th year. It's the big 30-year anniversary. We'll talk about that in a second. So anyway, she in this particular industry, she wanted to make sure she was using stuff that didn't hurt or wound people or animals, anything like that. E. coli uses microwave, electrogun, and patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. And the, what you do is you just call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. Or visit ecolatermite.com. That's E-C-O-L-A, termite, ecolatermite.com. Cool thing about Sue, by the way, is she is somebody who has a show on KPRZ at 4 p.m. on Saturdays, inspirational show. And by the way, for the big 30-year anniversary, they're doing the $100 off any termite work and $50 off any initial pest control if you call them right away. Okay? So that's 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, let's talk about what everybody seems to be talking about. We got a double whammy today. You ready for this, RoboPaul? Double whammy. You kind of ready? Yeah. You know what's going on, right? There's three things that are going on today that are the most important things in the world.
Government shutdown would be one.
Government shutdown is number one. Open exchanges for Obamacare is number two. That starts today. And number three, there's a sport that's starting. I can't think of what that sport is, but it's a big sport, and it's starting in the next 24 to 30 hours.
You know, would that be hockey?
That would be hockey, my friend. And I think of
I'm pretty happy about that.
I mean, come on. I mean, I'm so excited this year for hockey. People, you just know, if you think he talks about hockey too much. Well, just because you live in San Diego and the only concept you have of ice is in a glass, that doesn't mean I'm not going to try. Okay? Got that?
I don't think we talk about hockey enough.
I believe that. Okay, a couple things to talk about. Let's talk about first the slim down or the shutdown. Well, they call it a shutdown, but when you say shutdown, normally when I'm really tired, I shut down, right? And when I shut down, that means I go night-night. That doesn't mean that one arm goes painting and one leg goes walking around the block and then the rest of me just kind of freezes or something. So here's what we got. We got a government that has about 1.8 million people or more. I'm sorry, substantially more, but about 1.8 million that are active right now. There's 400,000 they estimate that will not be working. For anybody that gets delayed in their regular pay or any kind of benefits that they are genuinely entitled to, I feel for them and wish that the process would be easier. For people that work at the EPA, I could care less. Sorry, I don't care. For people that are like all upset about the parks and stuff, I can understand being upset about the parks, but is that many people? I mean, in 97, there were a lot more people going to the parks than there are now. It's just a fact of life. Here's the thing. It's not a shutdown. It's a slim down. A shutdown means that it's done. That means that nobody's doing anything. You're still going to, you know what? Unfortunately for you, the listener, you're still going to open up your mailbox and there's still going to be a bill from that credit card company or from your utility company. Because even though there's a shutdown, it doesn't affect that in any way. In fact, airline pilots, they're not even allowed to be shut down, so to speak. It's against the law. So we're not talking about this full-blown shutdown, but it is a slim down. And the first thing that's been said from all the political pundits, ready for this? You're going to love this. The first thing that's being said is the reason that this is being done, the slim down is taking place. They call it shutdown. They call it slim down. The reason it's taking place is because the Republican parties, they're racist. And because they're racist, they're shutting down the government. Let me help you out real quickly. I'm going to help you out. This is not about race, but it is about color. It's not about race, but it is about color. All right? It's about the color green. That's the green. And we're not talking EPA green. We're talking money green. It's about money. It's the whole thing's about money. And for those that don't know, just in case you are unaware of it, this is not a new event. Do you know how many times the government has been shut down since we've started this whole thing? How many times do you think the government has been shut down in the last 100 years, about 150 years? What would you guess? People would guess, 2, 4, you know, right? 5, 6, ready? 17 times. The government shut down 17 times. Four or five under Jimmy Carter alone, which ought to tell you everything. Four for that guy. He was only president for 4 years. Like, how many times can you have a government shutdown? Holy moly. But here was the thing. They were all talking about the shutdown, and it was going to affect hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. So I thought, well, you know, if that's true, when I go to work today, when I'm driving to work in California, I'll know it's had an impact because when I drive, there will be less people on the road. Doesn't that make sense? If it's going to happen in California, it's going to have less people on the road. So I went to work today, and I got on the freeway. It took me 5 minutes longer to get to work than it normally does, which makes me think that everybody who's in the government left, got in a car, got on the 5, and then decided to have a picnic or something because nobody was driving. And it was like terrible traffic. I mean, guess what, Pocahontas? There was no less traffic. There was just as much traffic as any other time. And I think it's worth noting a few things about the shutdown. And I do want to say, for anybody that really does suffer from it, it's a bummer. That part's a bummer. But for anybody else who's recognizing that we got some problems going on there, when something's broke, you fix it. When it's not broke, what's the old saying? If something's not broke, don't fix it. That's the old saying. Well, in this case, the government's kind of broke. It's financially broke and it's broken. Maybe they should fix something. Maybe they should do something. And then you got the Republicans sitting there blaming Harry Reid and Barack Obama. And the Republicans are, you know, definitely going after anybody who's standing against them. At least they said they were going to do it and they did something they did. And the Democrats are blaming everybody but Allah and the Muslims. So I don't know. It's kind of a weird way to approach this. So here's the thing that I did. I wrote today. I woke up. Here's the spiritual part. You're thinking there's a spiritual part here, right, Dave? Sure there is. Sure there's a spiritual part. Sure, when the kingdom of men fail, there's a spiritual part. Certainly. And certainly. And this is what I wrote on my Facebook. I woke up this morning and I felt great, primarily because I got the first night of sleep that I've had in a week. Like I got more than 5 hours, so I was pretty happy about that. So I really felt good. And the other thing I felt good is I wasn't feeling great that the government shut down. I was feeling great that I can count on the kingdom of God never to shut down. I was feeling great that no matter what happens around me, no matter how much a mountain trembles, no matter how much the water vibrates, no matter how big the wave is, no matter how large the mountain is, no matter how overwhelming the fear feels at the moment, no matter how drastic my situation and unfortunate the circumstance, the kingdom of God does not shut down. The kingdom of men is an inept, sinful attempt to act like God. And if they, any of them, had an ounce of humility, it would go much, much further than it goes now. I just think of the Bible stories, and you think, because you know, government is in the Bible. I know it's hard to believe. Government's in the Bible because David was a king. He ran an entire nation. He was a governmental person. But when he did something wrong and the prophet confronted him, you know what he did? When Nathan said to him, "Thou art the man," David said, "You're right. I blew it. I made a mistake. I did something wrong. I should have done that better. I shouldn't have," in his case, he shouldn't have done it at all. And he had acknowledged it, and he asked God's forgiveness, and he asked God's guidance. That's how great, true servant leadership operates. You can acknowledge your wrongs and move on from there. But mankind, everybody's, "Oh, the government's shutting down." What if you weren't in America? Would you still have the same faith? I mean, the country didn't produce your faith, did it? Didn't God help you create that faith? Didn't God produce that element in you to draw you to him? Isn't God in charge of all things? Isn't he the ruler amongst men? So what if the government shut down? The kingdom of God does not shut down. God does not shut down. His prayers are your prayers are never pushed to the side because he's having problems communicating between him and the angels. Okay? That doesn't happen, folks. The kingdom of God stands forever. The kingdom of man, eh. You know, eh. That's all I got. That's what you got. And now I'm going to cover this more because it's important to understand. Plus, when I come back, I want to talk about popcorn. I learned a lesson today in popcorn. Probably life and sanity things. You know. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. And I'm your host, David Spoon. Right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got more stuff to cover. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience. KPRZ 1210 AM. KPRZ.
Are you upside down on your home with no relief in sight? Is your lender harassing you about late or missing payments? Are you considering a short sale? Do you feel like you'll never get out of debt despite having good income and not even using your credit cards? Have you been threatened or served by a lawsuit from a creditor? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, you owe it to yourself to call me. Hi, I'm Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on KPRZ's own Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. I treat these financial-related illnesses. Call me today and schedule your free consultation. Find out how you can regain financial prosperity in as little as 110 days. Mention KPRZ for special pricing. If you are considering a short sale, you should seek legal advice before doing anything, despite what your real estate agent may tell you. Before you make another pointless payment to the big banksters, call Doan first. Knowledge is power, and will set you free. 760-746-4476. That's 760-746-4476 or online at donelaw.com.
Not much media attention has been given to the reality of current-day slavery in Sudan. Slaves are physically and psychologically tortured. Christian slaves are forced to convert to Islam. While in bondage, slaves are prevented by force from hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. But for over a decade, Christian Solidarity International has been fighting slavery in Sudan one life at a time. For only $50, you can contribute to the liberation of one slave. $50 can set a slave free and help rebuild physically and spiritually broken lives. What would you pay to set any Christian brother or sister free from slavery? Join me, Heather Lloyd, in our effort to help free 150 slaves as a KPRZ family. Call 888-676-5700 to donate $50 and free a slave in Sudan. Your gift of $250 will help free 5 slaves. $500 will help free 10 slaves. Join KPRZ, Christian Solidarity International, and the Amazing Change Movement, and do something right now. Call 888-676-5700. Your financial gift is needed now. Call 888-676-5700.
Wow, that was another encouraging sermon on Christian culture.
Yeah, sounds great, but I get so discouraged. Seems to me that the world is getting worse and worse. Look at the total disregard for Christian values in our country, and now troubles with chemical weapons and Islamic jihad.
Struggling with these and other related questions, Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Thy kingdom come," and told Pilate in Matthew 18:36, "My kingdom is not of this world." Are we to flee the world, or is there a positive kingdom calling given with and empowered by the saving grace of God in Jesus Christ? Come hear Professor David J. Engelsma speak on the crucial topic of the coming of the kingdom, Christianizing the world, at Westminster Seminary, California in Escondido, October 4th at 7:30 p.m. Bring your friends and family to this exciting free event. Further information available online at hopeprc.org. That's hopeprc.org.
Some wife is going to be disappointed.
Huh?
See that guy at the checkout buying flowers? He's probably buying them for his wife, right?
Right.
Right. Well, the flowers here are so cheap. Like, half the petals are already brown.
Oh, right. That guy is...
You know what?
Huh?
When was the last time you bought me flowers? Yeah, well, I guess grocery store flowers are better than no flowers, right?
Right.
Right.
If it seems like the romance in your marriage is wilting, why not do something truly memorable for your spouse? Get away, just the two of you, to Family Life's Weekend to Remember, coming to the Sheraton Carlsbad and the Hyatt Regency La Jolla in November. You'll have time to talk and reconnect, learn how to communicate better, and understand each other. Discover how to make the romance in your marriage bloom again at familylife.com/radio. That's familylife.com/radio.
Right.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. Zero Res uses empowered water. And the coolest thing about Zero Res, really, is when they do your carpets, they don't just look clean for a day. I mean, that's really the coolest thing. They look clean. I mean, ours look clean for the entire time till we relocate it. I mean, completely. They're prompt, they're polite, they're professional. All you got to do, you call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. They're doing a $129 special with their 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. So after 2 weeks, after they do your carpets, if you don't like it, you don't love it, you call them up. They take care of it for you. Now, that's some serious backing to a product and a service. Go to ZeroResSanDiego.com if you want to get more information online, or just call them, 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. Everyone says Zero Res. You like that? You like that little kind of twisty voice there? Huh, it's not bad. Okay. Let's see. You want to hear about popcorn, or you want to finish up on this the government slim down?
Let's finish up with the government first, then
we'll do the popcorn.
Like, clean out the bad taste in our mouth with the popcorn.
Okay, you got it. All right, so here, you know, people say, well, why did you ask RoboPaw that? Well, I don't know. It doesn't bother me one way or another. So you guys think we
That's because Robo Producer's not here.
Yeah, right, and Robo Producer's not here. And besides, we don't really know when we're going to – our segments, we don't define them. I don't have, like, this is what we're doing, this segment. Like, I saw that special on that one person. The person writes out every single line – that they're going to say in the entire show. I write out every single chocolate bar I'm going to eat while I'm doing the show. That's what I do. That's how you're supposed to do it. I stay straight on, man. Straight on. Like an arrow. A crooked arrow, but like an arrow. Thank you. Okay, a couple things to let you know. Nancy Pelosi. You know, it's not a fun day unless you can say Nancy Pelosi. And if you can say Nancy Pelosi 15 times fast and in Yiddish, you disappear. I think you'd go to, like, the Wizard of Ozland or something like that. Nancy Pelosi said, it's a Tea Party shutdown. It's a Tea Party shutdown. I want to point out to everybody who's listening that 12 months ago, Nancy Pelosi said, ready? The Tea Party is dead, and the only real movement in America is Occupy Wall Street. Oh, wait, let me get this straight. That's very good. RoboBall just wrote, there's no place like Washington. There's no place like Washington. That's funny. So anyway, a Tea Party shutdown. So she was saying that the Tea Party, their influence was gone. Now she's calling the shutdown a Tea Party shutdown. So on one hand, they have no influence. They've done nothing. And there's no real movement except for Occupy Wall Street. Oh, wait, are they off of that now? Are they gone off of Wall Street? So now they did all that just so they, what, live in a park and not get harassed? Was that the whole deal for that whole thing? Because nobody, there was no message. Occupy Wall Street, you know what that's for? If you were in San Jose, California, or in that area, Oakland, California, you know what that was for? That was for smashing windows. That was the movement of the anti-Windex people. Just don't like Windex. They want to smash windows. It got nothing to this. But Nancy Pelosi now saying the Tea Party, it's a Tea Party shutdown. Boy, if that's true, then I'm interested to see if it's going to be a Tea Party election when the next election comes up. Here's the thing that bothered me the most, and people should understand this. I think the office of presidency is an important office. I think we should pray for our president and our leaders on a regular basis. Scripture's pretty clear on that. But you don't have to turn your face and say the king's wearing a beautiful robe when he's not wearing something. That's just a bizarre way to think. And Barack Obama said, President Obama said, I shouldn't have to offer anything regarding the shutdown. And I cannot express to you enough how any person who would hear that statement, I shouldn't have to offer anything. How is that him bringing people together in a leadership capacity? That's like saying, it's my ball. And if you don't play by my rules, I'm going home. I mean, that's what does that not bother you? That bothers me. And then at the height of all this, and this will be the last thing we mention it because I don't want to talk about the shutdown, the slim down anymore, is Barbara Boxer, because she's the other one that does this, right? And so here's what Barbara Boxer had to say. It's hard to say Barbara Boxer several times fast. She is shouting that it's the shutdown is a war on women. It's what? It's a war on women. It's an attack by women on women for women things. First of all, I don't want to talk about the height of narcissism without referring to People of the Lie, by that one book, but by M. Scott Peck. But I will refer to M. Scott Peck's book, People of the Lie, where he talks about the height of narcissism when it comes to this kind of stuff. And I will tell you this, that if this shutdown saves one child from being aborted because a mother is too unable to control herself, or because she thinks her lifestyle is more important than a child, if this shutdown slows that down, saves one life, saves one baby, it's worth every penny it costs the country, period. If this slows down the abortion mills so that we're not murdering our children, totally acceptable to me. Totally accept. Delayed check is a bummer. Murdered baby is ridiculous. You can't put those on the same level, so let's not do that. That's just a weird kind of process. Abortion people that use abortion in a recreation capacity, which is 96% of abortions, they are also the height of narcissistic, the most selfish people in the world. And I'm not talking about medical, not talking about rape. I'm talking about recreational abortion, the 96 out of 100. Baba, she's so poor. Well, she's that broke, tell her to stop having sex and get a job. Try that. That works too. And besides the height of narcissism in abortion, if this government shutdown stops that, it's a great thing to stop abortion because abortion is the depth of murder. If abortion is the height of narcissism, it's also the depth of murder. And I don't have any problem with that being shut down whatsoever. And don't tell me, oh, well, they should get this and they should get this for free. You know, it's like, it's like society's treated like a bunch of sex maniacs or something. It can't control. Are you serious? That stuff's not real. That's all. Even in Hollywood, that's not real. Those guys can't even hardly keep a marriage, let alone a relationship. What are you talking about? They get different relationships just so they can be in the news. That's healthy. I'm not going to get to popcorn. God, we only got like 2 minutes left. How am I supposed to do popcorn? Fine, I'll do popcorn on the backside when we come back. You think I was mad about it? I wasn't mad about that. But if the government shutdown saves one baby, then it's worth shutting it down, even though it's only slimming down. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I'm trying popcorn. Really, I'm trying.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Seniors, when it comes to your health, finding the right physician is essential. During this open enrollment period, your choice for excellent care is clear. Chosen as a top-performing medical group for over four consecutive years, Arch Health Partners provide individualized health care you can trust. Visit archhealth.org today.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no-lapse term. No-lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever, same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30-year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it, and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fix at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428. No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to run.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a weather check. Yep, we still got weather. I love it. And then the traffic check, let's see. Let's see. There's a really big truck out there. Wow. Okay, you know, you can reach this show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Also go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's smart. There you go. Not a bad chunk. Okay, it was okay. In studio joining us today is Eric Holloway, our good friend from Excalibur Roofing. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah? It's kind of the first time we had a chance to kind of get together on the air, right? Because we got together and talked for a while. Okay. And so you've been listening to the show, I'm sure, on and off. Okay. Aren't you feeling sometimes like it's a little dangerous to be sponsoring the show sometimes? Are you thinking, oh, do you ever think that way? I mean, ever think, oh, that's a tough subject. Does ever cross your mind? I mean, it would mine.
Yep, cutting edge. That's what we are.
All right. We're
cutting edge over here.
I love it. Talk to me about first of all, before we get into Excalibur Roofing, talk to me about you. Tell me about, just a little bit, you don't have to have it, no kind of canned speech or anything, about how the Lord grabbed you, seized you, called you, and said, yo, dude, this way.
I think that's a continuous walk, isn't it, David?
Yeah, I'm going as far as I can tell. Every time I'm walking away, I'm feeling like, come back.
It's been a walk of sanctification, so to speak. Uh-huh. In all reality, it really is. Because for me, going from just being a roofer and then moving into different aspects of that, like being a project manager and now an owner, he's been able to take certain aspects of my understanding of what it is to serve the Lord, and apply that into what I do every day. It takes an open and a willing heart to do as He asks, and He will open up all sorts of different doors and avenues for you.
Yeah, when you are on that roof, and you're doing roof. And I mean, you do all the different aspects. I mean, so you know everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever find yourself, is that a good time to pray? I mean, I know that sounds bizarre, but it's like you're on a roof, dude. And then, like, if you fall, you know, it could be some serious injury. So it's a little, it's not like sitting at a computer and hitting a keyboard. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're on a roof. You're 20, 30, 40, 50, however high it goes, right?
Obviously, the risk is much higher in our industry, yes. And yeah, perhaps we're a little closer to the Lord, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, right there. So if the rapture takes place, maybe you go up a millisecond before. I don't know. We don't know how that works. That's kind of, we were just not sure about that. But do you find yourself praying up there a lot? Do you find, is that really what, because when I'm in a height place, especially on an airplane, but when I'm in a height place, I'm like more conscious of like, yeah, I'm off the ground, Lord, you know, kind of mentality.
Especially as we get older, I think we find our mortality is a whole lot, we're less super than we thought we were when we were younger. So yeah, injuries take longer to heal. Anytime you're on the roof, you always have to be conscious of everywhere you're at. If you have a relationship with the Lord, obviously you have a little bit of an advantage and a lot more security.
Yeah, no question about it. But I would just think that being out of roofs, I've done a little bit, like my dad owned a big construction company. So when I was younger, they had me do some of the tar paper and so on and so forth. And I remember being up there. All right, let's talk about a couple of contact points real quickly for Excalibur Roofing. First of all, there's excaliburroofing.com. Okay,
yes.
I can't get that any simpler for anybody. Unless, folks, you need me to spell Excalibur, at which point I would say it's time to at least enjoy some movies or something. Right. You got to do something along those lines.
Spell
Excalibur
check.
Roofing, Excalibur, and then roofing. I'm not even going there. It's excaliburroofing.com. You can reach Eric at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You've been doing roofing and in this vein for over 20 years, for a long time, right?
Long time.
But you love it, right? I mean, it's
I really
like,
do.
You
yeah.
really enjoy what you're doing.
It has to be something you love to do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the nice thing about what we do, the roofs don't take very long to do. We get to go from place to place. We don't get to stay on one job for very long.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I didn't think of that. So you get a variety of viewpoints.
Yep. A lot of different views, a lot of different scenery, a lot of different challenges as far as roofs are concerned. And I've always enjoyed that part of my job, too. One, when you get to start the job and finish the job in such a short amount of time, you get to see the fruits of your efforts much faster. So, and I've always had a get-or-done type of mentality. So it works out for my short attention span. But we also get the opportunity of, again, when we see all these different jobs and how complicated some of these roofs can be, you get to pull out a little bit of your artistic side when it comes to things like when you're working flashings around roofs or the like. Or let alone the different personalities that you get to meet every day.
All the different people that you're encountering. Yeah. That's got to be
wild. I enjoy
wild.
That, too.
Yeah, because you never know if the Lord's having you do a roof for the purpose of witnessing or sharing with somebody.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's a cool mission field.
That's right.
There. I mean, I think that's pretty cool. That's right. So talking about that, and people are going to think this is crazy. I know nobody's ever asked you this kind of question, but so I'm going to ask anyway. Oh. So to me, I want to know, cause I'm assuming that there's a small amount of roof work that you've done, like some small job, to mm-hmm. a really big, enormous jobs. I mean, it's over
that's
a
right.
20-year period. It's got to be like really small to really big. I just want to know, what's like the biggest job you've ever worked on? What's like the biggest roof? Like, oh, it was the biggest roof. It was like, aye, you know, it went from here to there. It was as far as the east from the west. Oh, it was big. It had two area codes. It was so big. You know, it's like, yes, those jokes come from some other place, but we won't talk about that. What's like the biggest roof? Was it bigger than a house? Do you do like apartment complex or
yes.
like office buildings?
Yes,
stuff
we have
like that?
We have done apartment complexes and we can do those one at a time. That can be a challenge, especially when you're dealing with multiple clients. When you're doing apartment complexes, you're having anywhere from 30 to 40 individuals per apartment. You don't know if they work mornings or nights, but you do everything you can to accommodate the ones that are pounding on their window and saying, get off my roof. You're pounding up there. But it's
what's that guy doing on my roof?
That's right. That's right. We do have normal hours. That's during the day. We don't work at night.
No floodlights.
No floodlights.
Where you're doing the night work. Nope. All right. So for you guys, you do everything. You do new roof, and then you do old roof, and then repairs.
That's right.
What's like the most common repair that takes place in roofing?
Typical repairs are usually a lack of or a defer of maintenance, where people just haven't maintenance their roof at all. They didn't even realize they needed a maintenance done. So there were times when we were able to go out there and for a very nominal amount, simply reseal vents on their roof, clean their roof off of any debris, or clean their gutters out. Simple stuff.
Right. Simple stuff that can easily be done, but they're not thinking.
It'll help your roof last much longer.
Than just doing the.
Than just letting the leaves collect up there and cause your roof to rot. Yes.
Yeah. And that, yeah. And do people, if somebody's like, man, I don't know if my roof is in good shape. What do they do? Do they go up there? Should they call you to inspect it? How do you get that inspected? I don't know. Like, there's my roof. For me, I would never go up there.
Well, if you don't have a good life insurance policy, you probably want to.
All right, folks, you didn't get that joke. If you didn't see how funny that was, change the channel because that was hilarious. Okay, that was a good one right there. Very funny.
Well, in many cases, you know, when people talk to us on the phone, they have a lot of questions they would like answered. They're a little intimidated at first, perhaps. To call that roofer out, you know, just like getting your car checked out by a mechanic, they're a little intimidated, wondering, oh my gosh, how much is this going to cost me? But in many cases, me or my wife, who answers at the phone, can actually vet the person. We can ask them a few simple questions to find out how old their roof is, whether they've had anybody up on that roof before, and sometimes even be able to give them kind of an approximate number as to what it would cost to do just a general maintenance on their roof.
So you can kind of give them a ballpark depending on just what they're telling you from, you know, not in writing, but you're just like, hey, we've got this going on, we've got this going on, oh, this is this. So it's almost like a diagnosis.
Yeah, and ranges can be a dangerous thing to give people sometimes over the phone. It can sometimes scare them or invite them. At the same time, you want to be realistic. They're certainly, if they haven't done any maintenance whatsoever and they say they have a leak, then the appropriate fix is probably not going to be a general maintenance.
Right.
It's going to definitely need to be a little bit more diagnosis
work.
On the spot.
Yeah, good, okay. All right, ExcaliburRoofing.com. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and you can stay on for a little bit, right?
You bet I can.
Okay. ExcaliburRoofing.com, that's where you want to go. Call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. We're talking with Eric Holloway, who's the owner of Excalibur Roofing. We're going to take a break and come back and have a little more conversation. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.99%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 10 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinance in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 10 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.99% 10-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monta Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monta Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monta Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Up on the roof. Nice song play. That's a good one. Oh, RoboPaul hits the ball. Home run, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Or don't. You don't have to do that. You can do whatever you want. Also, follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because that's my handle. There you go. We're sitting here with Eric Holloway from Excalibur Roofing, and Eric is one of our sponsors, newer sponsor, right? I mean, it's been, what, 4, 5, 6 weeks in that range? So it's kind of newer and working out, working well, and just really easy to talk to, great guy. Excalibur Roofing, the big thing about Excalibur Roofing, it's not a cookie-cutter company, right? You guys are like every job. You guys are committed to making it happen right, committing it to making it done, because you're doing it as unto the Lord.
That's right.
Not unto the people.
So that's right.
Talk about that, because I know your faith is a big part of your life. And we had a really good, I think that first meeting went really well when we sat down and just shared.
Yeah.
Your faith drives you in this business, doesn't it?
I mean,
it's
right.
it's really what it is.
In every aspect of the business, right down to meeting you, David. I mean, when we get to meet our client base, not every client is going to be our client. Well, we offer our services to everyone. They want to do a product that I don't necessarily install, or maybe it's a product I just don't really feel comfortable with. There's a lot of products out there that try to advertise themselves to me as being the latest and greatest. We talk about roofing in a can sometimes in my networking group. And there's just no fast fix for a serious roof repair. And the same with when it comes to new products. I certainly want to make sure I'm doing my due diligence in understanding the product, finding out what its fail-safes are, a layout of its specifications, and it may not work for everybody's roof.
Right.
There's a lot of things I need to know. You talk about all the different products I'm certified to install. It takes a lot of years of experience to understand what products are best for certain situations.
I have to think that as you're growing in that knowledge, I've always used knowledge as the acquiring of facts and wisdom as the ability to use those facts. Mm-hmm. So I am assuming as the Lord is leading you and guiding you, you're growing in that and you get to that. And you get to a point where you don't know it all, but you know enough.
That's right. You can
the decisions you make are the right decisions or most likely going to be the best decision you can make at the moment. So I'd like to think that as we all develop in our Christianity, as we all grow, that we take that which God gives us, and that sometimes in specific areas, and use that to as best we can represent the Lord in that presentation as well. So that's why one of the things when I'll tell people your estimates are free, da, 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 da. And it's like, look, you got to meet this guy if you have any roofing issue in the universe, okay? And we're not, you know, I don't know if you're doing doghouse roofers. I don't know if you do that. Well, I guess it depends if it's a big dog. If it's a big dog,
that's
you
right.
never know. But if they meet you, if they have any roofing desires and they meet you, they'll know.
They will.
You get that sense. You get that awareness. And I think some of that's part of the gift of discernment that the Lord gives certain people. So it's sort of like you meet some and you're like, yeah. And some people
that's
are
right.
really, really trusting. Some people are completely distrusting. I mean, you get them like on this. But in the middle there, somewhere is where the Lord leads you. So roofing is a major component of life, and what was the thing that you did that you said, I like this. I like being up here. This is cool. I mean, how young were you?
Well, when I was 16 is when I really got involved in the construction industry. I did a lot of crazy stuff. Framing houses and running electrical and running plumbing, doing concrete and stucco, all that stuff was what I did. What made me gravitate to roofing so much was it was like a jigsaw puzzle, and putting that puzzle together and seeing how fast and how unique that puzzle was every time you put it together. And that's literally what you're doing when you're putting roofing together.
Wow.
There's different components, of course,
yeah.
to that jigsaw puzzle, a base, and then the actual product that you see that makes it look so nice. With roofing, being able to do that and it actually work and keep water out believe it or not, it's pretty important.
That's important. Yeah. I was going to go, that's probably important, yeah.
But as you know, we talked earlier a little bit about some of the growing experiences I had just being an installer and learning what it was to do everything I do as unto the Lord. And then even beyond that, learning what it was to truly serve. That is something that's, I think, so lost in this industry. In the construction trade industry as it is, you see a lot more contractors that are just more interested in the check than the satisfaction of their clients. And going that extra mile to make sure that they're satisfied.
Right. That's what you just said there. A big part of that right there, people just doing it for the check. And I'll give a good example. It's like when I started here at the station, after I did my first 6 weeks, I did get a check here. I did get a check. It was $50 for 6 weeks. just so you can know. So, but when people do something because they just want a check, that's like, but if they're doing it because they have a they find a grace and a satisfaction that God grants from a work that's done well.
That's
right. I think that's really much more important. And it doesn't matter what industry it is, really. Whatever you're doing, whatever you do, if you've done it well, I mean, if Paul's running the show, if he's doing the board well, I mean, he knows. And he knows he puts the time in and so on and so forth. And if he doesn't do it well, I just yell at him. I mean, it's easy. You know, I don't have any problem. Okay, so 760-743-8803 for any roofing problem or situation you might have. And even if you're not sure, it's probably worth the phone call to make the contact.
Absolutely.
And I think that's an important part. If you make the call, if you call 760-743-8803, that does not mean that you're opening up your wallet at that moment and putting money into somebody else's. That's not kind of how that works. And the other thing is, I'd rather you establish a good relationship with Eric long term, and then a great satisfied client is worth gold in every business.
That's right. I mean, we're creating a roofing family here.
Yeah, that's good. Right. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got that covered. Oh, come on. I can resist. All right, ExcaliburRoofing.com. ExcaliburRoofing.com is a good place to get the brochure sense of the company, because it's like a brochure site, right? And then they can also contact you there by, is there a form to fill out?
There's a contact page there.
Okay, yep. So there's a way to do it that way, or you call 760-743-8803. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, once I meet somebody in my life, you'll hear about them all the time, and it's just because it's a part of the family. It's like we're all part of the family. We're all blood relatives. That's the blood of Jesus who died for all of us so that we could be saved if we receive him, accept him, or better yet, because I'm not sure I always like that phrase, accept him, if we acknowledge him. I think that's a little better because it's like it's more of the lordship element. That's the way to get in. So good job, man. Good job coming in. He just came in. I just threw him right in the studio. Get in. Okay. And that's... you're really on top of it today, man. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard Time with Eric Holloway from Excalibur Roofing. I am David Spoon on the David Spoon Experience, your host, and we're right here on KPRC, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I have no idea what I'm going to do next, but it should be fun, so you might as well come back.
To the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRC, 1210 AM. KPRZ.